You know what? At Big Eye 107.9, it's all about the fun. It's all about living in the moment. It's all about the country.
Big Eye 107.9.
The Band Perry is Better Dig 2 on Albuquerque's number one for new country. Big Eye 107.9. You know the best part about getting to be on the Big Eye? It's getting to share all of the experiences with you. Absolutely. We've got so much winning to be done. Flying you out to Austin, Texas. Going to give you $1,000 cash. And by the way, we'll be talking to Garth Brooks tomorrow around 5 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. Here's Brantley Gilbert.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Garth. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. Is this Miss Bev?
It is. I have a bit of a cold. So ironically, the first time I ever get to speak to you in my entire 20-year career in radio, I have to sound like a man. Why do I have to sound like a man? Anyway.
Well, you sound like a beautiful man, Bev. That's the important thing.
Thank you. A lot of our listeners on Facebook knew I was going to be talking to you today. And I said, hey, this is your chance out there for everybody. What questions do you have for Garth?
Oh, so sweet. I love that. Okay.
I've got a couple of them for you. And one of them is, if you could collaborate with anybody living or dead, who would it be? And why? And this is from Andrea.
Andrea, honey, my mom. Most people don't know this. My mom was a recording artist. She was fabulous. She went under the name of Colleen Carroll, because that's her first two names. And Colleen Carroll was amazing. And so our youngest baby, who's also bitten with a music bug, her name is Colleen. She was named after my grandmother. And she got the talent. I mean, it's just, that voice is amazing. So it would be my mama who I would love to hug again and just see again and get to sing with.
Wow, that's the perfect answer right there, Garth.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Double
yes.
Big Eye 107.9.
Hello?
Is this Christopher?
Uh-huh.
It's not a prank call, I promise you. This is Bev with Big Eye 107.9.
Oh, cool. Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. What is your wife's name?
Gloria.
Ha! Huh. Did you both enter to meet Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood?
Yes, we both did.
And you both wrote down who your prize fighter was, and you talked all about your wife being your prize fighter, didn't you?
Yes, I did. That's my prize fighter.
And she talked a lot about her grandma being her prize fighter and everything that her grandma did and how she really looks up to her. And so guess what? You are going to be, and promise me you're taking your wife, winning concert tickets to go see Garth and Trisha's, and we're going to take you backstage to meet both Garth and Trisha.
Are you serious? Oh, my God. Thank you.
Don't cuss on the
awesome.
Radio.
Thank
don't
you.
Cuss.
Thank you. Dude. You made my day. You made my year.
Take a deep breath.
That is so awesome. Are you serious?
I'm so
serious. You said it was a prank call, right?
I told you it was not a prank call.
Oh, man. Thank you. That is so awesome.
You, your wife, and the whole Big Eye crew.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you again. Thank you very, very much, guys.
You're welcome.
Oh, we're not stupid. We know you have tons of choices. Thanks for choosing to let us spend some time with you.
Hey, everybody. It's Bev, and I have Ben Swan from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society on the phone for another edition of this week's Subaru Pet of the Week. What's up, Ben?
Hey, Bev. How's it going?
Good.
Isn't Girl a beautiful dog?
I think so. I mean, just look. Everybody, you've got to take a look at the picture of Girl. Girl is just fantastic.
Girl's an interesting girl. She came in from a different shelter, and she had a leg injury. And unfortunately, we weren't able to save her leg, but that has not slowed her down one bit. And she's such a great spirit. We just think she's a wonderful dog and really would make anybody a wonderful companion. You know, people think three-legged dogs, you know, that they have a disability, but really, we always say dogs are born with three legs and a spare. Honestly, it doesn't slow them down. I think a girl would make somebody a really excellent companion.
I think so, too. And, you know, she's just a trooper. She's just got that, you're right, great spirit about her. So we want to get her adopted. Everybody, as I said, go check out Girl. You can find a picture of her and all of her information on my Bev blog page at BigEye1079.com or on our Facebook page. Kenny Chesney with Beer in Mexico on Albuquerque's number one for new country, Big Eye 1079. I just have some fantastic news I want to share with you. We were just on the phone maybe about 20 minutes ago with Ben from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, and he was talking about our three-legged girl. Yes, her name is Girl, and she does have three legs. Just a precious spirit, just a lovely soul, already adopted. So many of you called in, wanted to see her pictures, get more information, and in 20 minutes, she has a brand new home and will be going home by the weekend. I just love you all so much. You're going to make me cry.
Big Eye 107.9.
I have Charlie Daniels on the phone with me right now. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, ma'am. Hope you are, too.
I'm doing really well. I haven't fallen out of my chair yet today, so we're all good.
Well, that's a start on the day anyway, right?
That is an excellent start for me, sir. Absolutely. So let me ask you, there's a lot of new country artists out right now. I was wondering if you listen to any of the new guys and who you're looking at for the future. Who do you think has really got the chops to make it?
I like Chris Stapleton.
Oh, I love him.
He's like a breath of fresh air to me. There's a lot of sameness in the music nowadays. A lot of music that, to me, sounds very similar, sounds alike.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody like Chris comes along and they do something that's different, something that kind of sticks out, and it very much impresses me.
I remember it was probably about 2 years ago, the first time I heard him. It was at the Ryman Auditorium, and he went up on stage, sang one song, and the entire place full of country program directors were on their feet cheering. He was just such a breath of fresh air. You're right.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. It's that good. Expect more. Music, that is. Because Bev's probably got her hair tangled in the mic again.
Oh, man, not again.
What a dork.
Can I get a little help,
Bev,
please?
Really, honestly?
Big Eye 107.9.
Hey, everybody, it's Bev and Scotty out here at the Isleta Amphitheater getting ready for the last big country concert of the season. And you know what? Cole Swindell just popped by. How you doing, Cole?
I'm good. Glad to be with y'all.
So we were just actually discussing this. We're both Rainies.
I know, like literally spelled the exact same.
Right.
Like, so this is, I know, it's a family name for me, and it's on my mom's side, so who knows, maybe we're related down the line, maybe. So it's just family helping family out here on the road, you know?
But, I know.
That's so cool to run across. That's a unique last name.
Yeah, and for it to be spelled the exact same way.
It really is. Crazy, yeah. It really is, because there's Swindles, Swindells out mm-hmm. there, but just to have the, you know, Rainy spelling, that takes me back home. So I'm glad to be here tonight, and we're going to pretend we're kin, even if we're not tonight.
Big Eye.